Tuesday morning, day after Cinco de Mayo.
Seis de Mayo. How you doing, pal?
Hey.
And a couple things I was thinking about, you know, in regards to, you know, your death and Maria's death and how hard things can be. And it seems like for a long time in our family, we skirted without really huge major ripples in the fabric of who we are and what we are and how we live our lives. And this is the moment. I think about the Bukowski quote, which Maria was the one that introduced me to him, favorite poet. Well, Charles Bukowski said, what matters the most is how well you walk through the fire, and it's a lot to weather as you get older, and it can pull you down, but there's that ragged fucking cat with the big balls. I wonder if the Hardwood Boys own that little fucker. Anyway, it's all good, man. The thing that comforts me, especially after the immediate announcement of Maria's passing and yours, is that you guys did exactly what you wanted to do in this life. You lived it the way you wanted to live it. You know, I think about how Maria just didn't fucking take any shit. She fucking swung, she kicked, she sang, she played, and she fucking inspired legions of fucking people to feel the same way about life. Or gave somebody that little glimmer of light that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And that's fucking cool as shit. When I think about how people leave, whether it's too early or right on time, if you could fucking give that shit to people, there you go. Like with Austin, same thing, man. If you can infuse people with that vibe, that feeling, that love of life, there you go, man. And then I think, too, about your ticker and Maria's ticker, all our tickers. And I know I genetically have gained the bullet of having, you know, that heart shit. And you can't avoid it, but at the same time, I think about how heavy this world, this life, and the way we process it weighs on our soul and our heart. I mean, the way that I heard you talk throughout the years, feel, and even the last tapes you left behind, you were an emotional kind of the sort that really felt this world in a very deep way. So was Maria. That's why she was a tough guy. You know? So it sets my mind to wonder as to how the weight of those emotional bearings can ultimately affect your ticker when you get to the latter stages of your life and you need extra strength to keep that thing going. Has it been assailed by years of weight and it's hard to keep going? I've been wondering about that lately. I've also been wondering, too, about within the Italian fabric of generations, the topic of death comes up a lot. And it just, you talked a lot about dying. And a lot of their first generation Italians did. I mean, not specifically individuals, but just the topic of death. It just seems to me now that you're gone, that Maria's gone, that we're all getting older, that maybe a lot of time was wasted talking about it. But you gotta talk about something, right? And we're all classic avoiders, especially as a nation, to not confront something that is as natural as death. So maybe you guys were onto something. I also think, too, maybe it was just a bunch of, I don't know, a bunch of shit that was spoke about while you were alive that could have been redirected in other directions. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Your stories have been written, and you wrote it the way you wanted to, and I revert back to the fact that you lived the way you wanted to and said what you wanted to say and did what you did. That's all fucking, that's cool. Cool in the gang. Here we go again. This is the ultimate mystery. I don't know if I'm going to ever figure this out completely, or maybe I already have. Fucking traffic in the morning. The minute I hit 155th Street, to where the construction starts by 150, fucking bottleneck, fucking red lights, stops, everybody's fucking stopping. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? Everything seems to be going fine until we get to this little fucking black hole. And then once I get to this construction zone, everybody's fucking speeding up. Get ready to fucking go. Barreling right through their fucking days. At any rate, I'm gonna keep on keeping on, man. I see some twirling lights down there. Like, there might be some... Oh, those are construction lights. All right. I think. Is there anything else? Oh, I will tell you this. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but on the political front, it seems like I haven't been listening to news lately or watching it or... Yeah. I got that iPod going, so I haven't been really listening to the radio that much. And I check the news out online whenever I want, whenever I can. But check this out. All these fucking assholes that got so upset about Obama lending money, which Bush did also, and which he had to fucking eradicate, a horrible fucking situation he inherited. I read the other day that the stock market has been rising consistently daily in a fashion that has not been mimicked since 1999. Wait. Huh. Who was in office in 99? Oh, Bill Clinton. That's right. Yeah, Democrat, a progressive. Yeah, that's right. So for the entirety of Bush's hell on earth, nothing happened that was as good as what Obama's doing now in the stock market. Not to mention the opening of stem cell research, equal pay for women, all of the shit that he promised. It's fucking nice. It's so fucking nice to feel like you can live your life and feel comforted by the direction of your country without having to worry about your president being a numbskull, fuckface, idiot, which is all Bush was, and which is all he wrought on us. So, just letting you know, the man we put in office is coming through in a good way. He's the man. He's the man of the hour. Let me tell you another thing too. Ants. Done with ants. Uncles, good with. Ants, they're all over my fucking house. Put those fucking baits out. There's a little bait I put out today by the fruit bowl. Fucking things have been eating it all night. The theory is they get it on their body, they go back to the nest, kills them all off. But these little fuckers won't give up. They won't give up. So, we'll see what happens. I'm gonna put more baits out there. I'm gonna get these fuckers all loopied up on their fucking little liquid liquor toes and see what the hell happens. But at any rate, here we go. Just got through the traffic. I'm on fucking right by 150 Richards Gebauer Road. I'm fucking moving. I'm finally going 50. The hell? Don't get it. Don't get it. Alright, pal. As I pass Joe's carpet, I'll bid you a fun. Adios.